lunch, a Diet Coke and a hot donut.
Nice.
Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys tennis team, Coach Nick Garman. And Coach, well, you had some pretty good regular season matches with Perham, very close matches. You were able to come away with wins. And the match here today was another close one, but this time Perham was able to win. And obviously a tough one, but another exciting close match.
Yeah, for sure. You know, going into it, we were telling the kids we could win or they could win. And it's going to be the difference between four or five balls, really. And that's what it really came down to. So, you know, the kids played hard today. No one gave up. So that was good to see. And at the end here, they were a little down, but still in good spirits. So that's also good to see. But yeah, overall, good day tennis.
You started off at your third doubles team of Elliot Bartram and Jake Everett. They were able to get you your first win. They won 6-3, 6-1. And that was probably the most lopsided match of the day.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they've been playing a lot this year together. And I don't know if they like each other off the court, but on the court, they seem to like each other, so that always helps. But yeah, we know we tried them at one match earlier in the season, and they did well together, so we kept putting them there, and they haven't lost many three doubles matches. So,
Your second doubles team of Gunnar Groven and Grant Funk, they were able to come away with a tight win. They win the first set 7-6, 7-5 in the tiebreaker. Then they won 6-3. And those two youngsters, an eighth grader and a ninth grader, they continue to play some pretty solid tennis.
Yeah, for sure. We tried them, too, in the middle of the season just to try something different. And, you know, they like each other off the court and on the court. And it's just like a perfect fit for those two. So we stayed with them two, and they haven't lost many either. And today they got another win. But yeah, two young players who have a bright future.
So after you had tied 2-2 with three matches out there still, and then Perham was able to win the next two matches at first doubles and second singles, and both of those were very close matches.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think first doubles, it was one of the better first doubles matches I've seen with Perm, with our guys. And everyone showed up for us. You know, they tried hard. Ethan Erdman, usually he's talking to people outside the fence, you know, doing whatever. But he really focused in today, and that helped them a lot. So that was good to see.
Then you had Reggie Wenjam at second singles. He's only a freshman, and he lost a three-setter. And it's the kid that he played seemed to really play well.
Yeah, for sure. I know the first set, Reggie kind of, he was warming up, maybe getting the nerves out, which was to be expected on a big day like this. Second set, he did outstanding. He won 6-1. So I was telling him over on the switchover, you know, just hit it in, let him make the mistakes. And he did a great job with that in the second set. And then the third set, he lost 2-6. But, you know, at that point, hot day, kind of run out of gas. So, but he didn't give up. And like you said, he's only a freshman. So he's had big shoes to come and step into as a freshman. And he's really done it good this year. So.
You ended up losing the match at that point 4-2, but you had Isaac Tomford, Jr. He was out at first singles, and he was able to win his match 6-1, 7-5, and Isaac continues to play well.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to see what he can do starting tomorrow and hopefully Wednesday. But yeah, you know, he knew once they started cheering that we didn't make it, but he was still ready and to get that win for him, so that was good to see. But yeah, overall, great season for him. I think at one point he won 10, 11 in a row, so that was good to see. But yeah, he'll be ready for sure. Get rested today, and that will help.
Another solid team season for the Pirates.
Yeah, for sure. You know, looking at the roster, I looked at it last night, and I think 8 out of our 12, 13 guys, they were rather an 8th grader, 9th grader, or first-year tennis player. And going into the season, you know, I really didn't know what to expect being away at college, but we knew we were going to be young. And if you would have asked any other coach in the section, they probably wouldn't have said we would have got the 2 seed for the tournament. And, you know, it's good to see that we did. You know, a lot of young guys who have great athletic ability, and you know, next few years, the team can only get better from here. So they were great.
And now you get ready for the individual portion of the tournament, and who's going to be competing for you, hopefully, the next 2 days?
So we got Tom Ford and Reggie at singles, Nathan and Tatum at one double spots, and then Elliot Bartram and Ethan Erdman at the second double spot.
So a good smattering of seniors there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we always try and give the seniors one last opportunity to go play, and it worked out well this year for me. I had it easy. I really only had four or five seniors, so it worked out well for them.
Overall thoughts on the season?
You know, it was a great season. Like I said, coming in, if you would have told me we would have had this 2 seed with all these 8th and 9th graders, I would have been like, I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, the 8th and 9th graders, they are a good group of guys. They all like each other, have a good friendship. So that can only help help the tennis team for the next couple of years coming up. And the two managers, too, Lily Groven and Macy Fee, you know, they do a great job. I believe they're coming out tomorrow again to help out. So we appreciate that, them sending KROX the scores and taking the scores. And yeah, it just helps me as a coach and the assistant coaches out a lot by not having to worry about anything like that. So they do a great job.